Hello, and thanks for listening to JoJo's Bizarre Podcast. My name is Mark. It's not just me. That would be boring. I'm also joined by Miles. Hello, Miles.
Hello.
We're also joined by Jackie.
Hi.
And the three of us are here once again to talk about JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. If you couldn't tell, that was italicized that time because I'm talking about the TV anime produced by David Productions. Been going on since 2012. And this week's episode is going to be about episode 36 of Stone Ocean, which is the sixth arc. And look, hopefully it's all smooth sailing like last week, but if Jackie and my baby wakes up, some hosts may vanish temporarily, blinked out of existence by a baby's needs. Who knows?
We'll just erase time temporarily and then...
I want to say I wish I could speed up time, but then back together. Suddenly our baby would be like 4 years old and I'd be like, I don't know what you do. How do I feed you?
Yeah.
Anyway, before we get into the events and the questions I'm sure we all have about this episode, let us first check in with our Gmail G-maidens, our Gmails in heaven. It worked in my head.
G-made in heaven.
What I mean is we're going to read emails sent to our Gmail.
G-mailed in heaven.
G-mailed in heaven. That's pretty good. You can write to us, jojosbizarrepod@gmail.com, if you want to be heard on the podcast as well. What's that?
Just mailed in heaven.
Mailed in heaven? Yeah.
Instead of made.
You got
maiden.
It.
Yeah.
All right, Jackie.
Anyway.
Look, everyone wants to play Monday morning podcaster. This first email is from, I'm going to say Joshua. Jackie, do you want to read this one?
Subject, best podcast of all time. Hey guys, I just recently discovered your podcast when I was searching for new JoJo's content to consume, and I finished the Stone Ocean anime. Since it's been really nice to listen to you guys talking about the show. Also, I know I am a bit late, but congrats to Jackie and Mark for becoming parents. I'm sure you've been asked this before, but my question for you is, what is your favorite fight from the first two parts? Mine is Caesar against Wham. I hope you have a wonderful day. One of your many fans from Germany, Joshua. P.S. Every time I close my eyes, I see Dio in front of me and I get a bit more horny. P.P.S. I'm sorry if I made any mistakes. Writing this, I am still learning English.
Thanks, Josh.
Thanks, Josh. Your English is fine.
Your English is good. It's better than fine.
It's better than my German.
It's better than our German, yeah.
I don't know any German at all.
And thank you for the subject line I assume applies to us, best podcast of all time. I hit the applause button, but nothing happened over on our end.
You gotta get that applause button.
Yeah. Well, I have it. It just doesn't do anything.
All right. What's your answer to the question?
My answer to the first two parts?
Yeah, what fights?
I am a fan of, I forget which one, if I like the first half or the second half. I guess the second half of Jonathan versus Dio in part one, I think is very fun. Just to, you know, burning castle, Dio's head comes off. He freezes and instantly kills like one of those forgettable fucking Led Zeppelin, wherever the hell they're named after characters. It's great. I mean, Wham Caesar is also very good, so that's a good pick. Do you guys remember any?
No. How many years has it been since we've watched those parts?
Like four?
Yeah.
It's been a while. Okay, what about Joseph versus Cars, when Cars can turn...
Who's the guy with the knife hands? I liked him.
The knife hands?
Was it Cars?
Oh, he has like, they pop out of his like wrist and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Cars. The second fight is where Joseph gets launched on a volcano rock into the upper atmosphere and he throws Wham into space. That's a fun ending.
Yeah, that is a fun
Whatever,
ending.
Whatever, something with Joseph, probably something with, they were like five steps ahead of each other. You know, one of those like, but I knew you were going to do this, so I did this, and you were, but I knew you were going to do that, you know? One of those fights.
I think when he's up against Cars in the Colosseum, was it Cars? I don't think it was. Yeah, AC/DC's fight is like whatever. I think when he's racing him and Cars has a big hammer stuff, I think there's some...
They should bring... Araki should bring that back. He should do more of that again.
More I knew that you knew that I knew?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I did this because I knew you would do this. I knew you knew I would think, do this. I'm going to do this.
They don't really get that layer. That's Death Note you're thinking of. It happens a little bit in JoJo. Did you guys like when Jonathan fought Jack Ripper and Jack Ripper popped out of a horse?
Yeah, that was good stuff.
I don't know.
And then somehow, while holding a glass of wine, Jonathan punched a Hamon energy through the wall at Jack Ripper and it blew him up. It was good.
Yeah, how does Hamon work?
I like that you're asking that now because we finally learned how King Crimson works in one of these emails.
I can't wait. Finally.
This email is from Shun. Subject line is, Jotaro caught the last train home. I think this one was supposed to come in before last week's episode, but it's good enough to read. Let me read it. I hope that Jackie will be able to rejoin us. She did.
Hi.
As we gather here today to watch one of the absolute banger episodes in this whole anime, the final throwdown between Jolene and Poochie. Poochie's prepared to attack and Daddy Jotaro is back to kick some priest ass. I really wish I could just put Jotaro's theme over this email because goddamn, seeing him be cool as fuck never gets old. Before anybody says anything about lazy writing, Jotaro coming to save the day is the single most hyped thing that has ever graced the face of the earth.
I don't know about that.
The use of his theme song and the time stop are so dope, instantly got me pumped.
That's true.
I'm happy to see him back in action. It's sad that honestly he didn't get to save Jolene, but he saved Emporio.
You should date Emporio.
You should marry Emporio.
I was going to say Emporio's underage, but with what we saw on today's episode, maybe he's not. I don't know. It's cool that because Jotaro got his disc stolen in the beginning because he tried to stop time, saving Jolene from bullets, and now he protected her from bullets and Poochie. That's pretty cool. That's a good point. Jotaro got his chance to be a good dad. What do you think so far? Are you happy Jotaro came back? The emailer also says, what the fuck is up with Jolene's Mobius strips? Isn't she kind of invincible? If she can do that, someone explain, please. Oh, listen to last week's episode. I think we nailed it.
No.
I thought I explained it to you guys with my nerd camp bona fides. It's cool that she thought of it in the context of the fight, but the ability she discovered just seems completely broken and nonsensical.
It's just, you can't invert her. You can't turn her inside out because she's...
certain parts of her.
Yeah.
She herself is not a Mobius strip, but she turns the parts where she's hit into unflippable strippies.
Okay, but the thing that's dumb is now she's okay.
What do you mean?
Like, she just healed now. Mobius strips are gone. Is it because the power... We could talk about this later.
Yeah, I think she just voluntarily made it so her threads were that way, but that doesn't rip anything apart, so she's fine. The ending is very cool with Poochie floating, and it's like mysterious. It's a good cliffhanger. Are you guys as scared as I am to move forward as we approach the ending? Any predictions? Your next line being, thanks for the email, makes me horny. My horny status is in your hands. Thanks for the email.
Way to go, Mark.
Thanks for the email.
Thanks for the email. Thanks for the email. Thanks for the email.
I was not apprehensive at the end of last week's episode. I was excited to move forward because I have like a vague sort of yada yada type memory of how part six ends. And so I'm excited to see it. I'm more worried about how Jackie and Miles are going to feel, but you know.
You're worried about us?
Yeah.
I just want to know, they've been talking about heaven this whole time. And now... It seems like, is heaven just a gravity stand? Like, I don't, that's where I'm at right now. Is heaven just a gravity stand? Is heaven just a stand?
Ooh, heaven is a stand on earth.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think he's going to use the power for something.
I think he's just.
It feels like he's going to destroy the whole world.
I think he's just coming the entire time. I think that's what it is.
He's just what?
Coming.
Oh.
Do you think he can say which one of the pillar men is floating around right now in
Cars?
Maybe he can save Cars with his
Would be so cool.
It would be really cool.
But I don't know how you get rid of Cars again. I can't think of a second. I guess throw him into the core of the earth, maybe just go the opposite direction. That's gravity.
I think there should be a JoJo's arc where it's like Dio versus the Pillar Men. Like, bring everybody back. Bring all versus Kira. Bring all the villains back.
So there's a light novel called George Joestar, spelled Jorge George.
Uh huh.
And it's supposed to be about Joseph's father, I think. But it's got, it's insane, and it does, it like features everybody and everything, and it's like the most absurd non-canon fun. Like, just I talked about it when it came out, but
okay.
Reading it is like so fucking funny because it's just like. I'm sorry, not even reading it, just reading the summaries on the JoJo Wiki. It's just like, what? That's in this book? I can't really describe it without spoiling stuff, but I think I did tell you that there's like, there's Yukako with Love Deluxe. No, there's oh no, I can't tell you. Never mind. Cut that out, Mark.
Okay. Don't tell me.
Okay. Miles, can you read the next one from Floppa?
Wait, I just want to say one thing.
Oh, go ahead.
I am very happy Jotaro showed back up, and I don't think it's lazy writing. Like, it was like what you've been waiting for the whole time.
That's true. Him sort of being like, bleh, was like Chekhov's gun.
Yeah.
Just him sitting there. And it also is like, now that time is a thing, it kind of makes sense that time guy shows up, but we'll talk about that more in depth later on.
Yeah, and it's not like he's, like, super OP now. Like, he's very vulnerable.
It'd be bad if he
like
beat
the rest of them.
If he beat Poochie there, that would be lazy.
Yeah, like, if he straight up murdered him and that was the end of the arc, we'd be like, that was lame. Okay, are you guys excited to learn how King Crimson works from this email from Joe?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Okay, hello, JJB crew. I just wanted to say I love your show, and I've been watching for about 3 months now, and it's addicting, so I just wanted to thank you for the amazing content. He's been watching who?
I have a live feed of our podcast person.
Oh, okay, good. Anyway, I wanted to write in earlier, but my dumbass said bizarre instead of bizarre, so they misspelled it.
Spelled it with two Z's instead of two
it's
R's.
It's a hard one to spell, in my opinion.
I can't spell it still.
Anyway, I just wanted to explain how King Crimson works in simple terms. Anyway, King Crimson has two abilities, Epitaph and Time Erase. Epitaph lets you see 10 seconds into the future, and this is guaranteed to happen unless Diavolo uses Time Erase. Time Erase, erase 3 seconds in which only Diavolo can see. This is basically a skip button, and nobody witnesses what happens in those 3 seconds, only Diavolo, so time just jumps forward. Diavolo can escape whatever is fated to happen to him just by erasing time. Hope it helps, and I hope you have a good week, and hope the bebe stays healthy and happy. Joe. Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
I get it now. Perfect.
That's a pretty good explanation.
It's been so long that now I have no further questions, but I feel like if I had just recently watched it, I'd be like, how do they do this? You know, like, how did he do this?
There is something,
you know?
Where...
I'd be like, wait a minute. When you first start seeing this power and you don't know what it is, how does this work, you know?
Because there's something where Bucciolati sees his future self at some point, which does not make sense, because the opponent of King Crimson has less awareness, but somehow Bucciolati thinks he's punching Diavolo, but punches himself or something like that. And Diavolo's like, what you saw was your future self. And no one can explain that, because we know Araki just makes it up as he goes along. And at the time, he thought one thing, and now he thought another.
That's cool, though.
But yeah, basically, and I think there's also more to it. It's not just that he can dodge what's going to happen in those 3 seconds, but he can't touch anything, and nothing can touch him.
So he's just an observer.
He doesn't even have to dodge what he foresaw. He can just stand there and it goes past him, I think.
I also just wanted to say, listeners, you know, Mark and I do have a baby, and I appreciate all the well wishes and stuff like that. But Miles also has a kid. He's just a little older. And he's also a podcast baby, because he was born, what, like year 2 or 3 or something of us doing the pod?
Yes.
Something like that.
Year 3, I think, yeah.
Yeah. So.
That's crazy.
It's the parents pod.
You must now wish all of us good health and good luck.
Yeah.
JoJo's bizarre parents.
Well, the thing is, we bring up the baby every podcast now because she is the little terrorist that runs our house.
Yeah.
Because the podcast can be interrupted by her.
She's the boss.
We have to decide when everything is happening.
Because 100% of her parents are on this podcast.
That's true. Yeah, that's a thing.
Yeah, that's true. That's true too, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think, did Joe ask any questions?
No. Just
okay.
This person just wanted to write in and tell us about King Crimson, which thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks, Joe.
The Diavolo could be another one that joins this imaginary arc that I'm talking about, where all the villains.
I'm pretty fight sure George Joestar goes into it all, and it's wacky new.
Okay. Well, are they gonna make it into an anime?
No, that one that is so stupid sounding, but awesome.
This email is from Christian. The subject line is "Made in Heaven." Hey, JJB Pod. Been while since I've written in, and now is as good as time as any, such as.
In the Iraq and South Africa, such as.
Sorry, Christian, I'm roasting you. Good a time as any, because I really like the episode you guys are covering. How David Pro depicts the sudden acceleration of things happening around the gang and other people around the world is really, really good and unsettling. I also really enjoyed Jotaro in his own head thinking through the situation. It's fun watching who we, the audience, know is a veteran of these kinds of situations be back in action. Kind of like when Polnareff used the blood-dripping tactic against Diavolo in Part 5. I'm really excited for you guys to get to the end of Stone Ocean since you guys are so close to it. Well, that's all for now. Peace, guys.
Salam.
Thanks, Christian.
Thanks for writing. I forgot about the blood dripping thing. I think it's something where Polnareff drips his blood so he can keep track, so he can like keep track of when time skips are happening. Something like that. Even though I never think of Polnareff as the guy who solves stuff, but...
Yeah, he's just a dumb man.
He did as a baby get inside a fish tank and angle a mirror so that couldn't tell.
That was a clever little trick.
A surprising thing to be able to do as a babby. Yeah, I also really enjoy the unsettling. They do a trick. They do a bunch of time lapse photography sort of references in this episode that I thought were really cool. And they got us some new music.
Did they?
Yeah, I like it, and I noticed it.
This email is from Chad. The subject line is "The Limit of Plot Armor." Aloha, JJB Pod Ohana. Like many, I was excited to have Jotaro show up again to lend a hand to the current JoJo and team, but I'm really worried, especially after this last episode, that Jotaro's plot armor is wearing thin. For those not familiar with the concept, here's the official page on it from TVTropes.com. And there's a link. Basically, we know that certain characters will survive any given ordeal because they are the main character, like Jolene, or important to the story, like Jotaro at the beginning of Part 6. Anyway, considering how much Jotaro has been through in this part alone and how much he's contributed to other parts outside of his own, I think time might be running out for our favorite marine biologist. What do you think? Anyway, I hope everyone is doing well and staying safe. Mahalo, Chad. P.S. Did you fall for any good April Fool's jokes this year that you'd like to share? My wife and I fell for a TikTok creator that made people think he was stuck in a time loop, rolling the same number on a dice and having to repeat everything he just did. No, I didn't.
There's a link to that TikTok here that I guess we'll watch later. I haven't seen it.
Okay.
Cool.
There weren't a lot of good April Fool's jokes that I noticed.
The ones that I saw were like obvious. To me.
Like tongue-in-cheek, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm fine with those. I like people getting kooky. I like the goofs, you know.
I definitely thought Jotaro is going to die, and I'm like, you know what? Maybe he should die.
His fashion sense is getting worse and worse.
Come on!
Might be time to go.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm worried about him too.
Well, it's like I've said, I think that I like how this part, the last few chapters, last like half or so, is good at like building the idea of like a lot of stuff is happening. A lot of the earth is being affected. Like, I don't know how many other stands have killed thousands of people.
They said 2,000 in this episode.
No, I know,
like,
but I'm saying
the Cape Canaveral incident.
Right, and I'm saying I don't know any other stands that have killed that many people? I could be wrong.
Stands,
but.
No. I feel like Dio over his lifetime has probably killed it.
2,000's a lot of people.
He's a vampire, though. He needs people. He needs to drink blood to live.
You gotta kill like 20 people a year? I guess you could do that.
He's been alive a long time.
Well, by the way, we watched Interview with the Vampire a few nights ago, which is one of those movies I watched a bunch with my friends when we were like 13 or 14.
Uh-huh.
And it's very funny to watch now and realize like, oh, this is the gayest movie on the planet Earth. And we were like, obviously the most homophobic teenagers. And we just had no idea. We did not seem to put that together.
Do you think teenagers are still homophobic?
I don't know. I feel like this has been addressed in like, is it 21 Jump Street or something where like they're going undercover as high schoolers and he like goes to make like an offensive comment. He's like, yeah, this guy over here. And all the other kids in class are like, dude, what the fuck? That's hurtful. What are you doing? Like they're all like sensitive to it now. I don't know. I have no idea. I think they all cancel each other on social media too. So maybe it's harder to be super phobic. I don't know.
Interesting.
Yeah. I think in the US for sure, the kids are much less homophobic. Not, or maybe like maybe the majority is they'll call somebody out. I think.
Well, all our listeners are 18 plus. I hope so. We'll never know.
We can never be sure. Miles, would you mind speaking a little bit again? You sounded distorted there. I want to make sure it's not permanent.
Fuck you, Mark.
Good. Okay. That sounded clean and crisp. Okay. So again, those were emails sent to jojosbizarrepod@gmail.com. If you have anything you want to explain or clear up about JoJo's or your own life, we made some assumptions. Like we said, you're all from Germany and you're like, I'm not. I'm from blah.
A lot of German listeners, right?
A lot of German and Minnesotan listeners is what I have found. Those are the two big pinpoints on the world map.
Probably ethnically German, though.
In Minnesota?
Yeah.
Is there a lot of Germans there?
Are they more like Nordic up
I know,
in Minnesota?
I know the accent for like the, oh yeah, you betcha, is like, that's a Nordic. It's like a Swedish.
Okay, my mistake. I'm sorry to profile you Minnesotans.
There could be Germans up there. And it's all this, I don't know, German. It's like the lowlands. They knew. They're not that different. Moving
those
on.
Those people.
You know, those people. Look, my grandfather was from the lowlands. I can say that. Moving on.
Some of my best friends.
I think literally the lowlands, as I said it, I don't think it includes Germany. I think it's just Netherlands and Belgium, which maybe was just called Flanders. I don't know. Look, I suck at history. We watch Jeopardy, and when history comes up, I just suck ass. So it's fine. I know it. We also have a Patreon if you want to support us going to school and learning history. You can go to patreon.com/JJBpod and support the podcast for as little as $1. A dollar a month gets you access to the Patreon feed, which includes Miles' weekly cultural reference newsletter. And for $3 a month, you get the same benefit, but we also will thank you out loud on the podcast like this.
So thank you to Clit Rocket.
Shun.
My college roommate, Matt.
Blu-ray.
Not my college roommate, Brian.
Brian's actually my coworker.
Oh, okay.
I love JoJo Uwu.
Daniel.
Dalton.
Soliloquy Jackalope.
Kasoon.
Lord Zendar.
Jumbo.
Katie.
Bloof.
Nocturnal.
Lil Bomber.
Austin.
Tim.
The non-binary person in your walls.
And Chad.
And Chad.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks for
helping us out. All right. Let's get into it, unless you guys have any lingering business.
No.
No.
Okay. Well, I should probably open my notes.
Remind me, I think you told us last week what Made in Heaven means, but I don't remember what you said.
I did not tell you last week.
Okay, because it's, to me, it's still a match made in heaven, which is, the match made in heaven, by the way, is Dio and Pucci.
Oh, I see. You know, I was telling you last week that, like, don't worry, when Netflix calls it Maiden, M-A-I-D-E-N, space, heaven, that must be the real name. But yes, it is Made in Heaven.
M-A-D-E?
M-A-D-E, space in, space heaven. So yes, like a match made in heaven. This is another example of how much JoJo changes from the weekly release to the compiled version. Because in the weekly release, this was called Stairway to Heaven.
Oh, but there already was a Stairway to Heaven, right?
No, there was a Led Zeppelin reference, but this is this would have been the Led Zeppelin stand.
That's a way better name.
Yeah, it is.
It is. Miles, do you know what Made in Heaven is?
No, I have no idea.
It is a Freddie Mercury song.
Solo?
It's a solo Freddie Mercury song, similar to, I forget the other one.
Why did he change it?
Don't know. He does that occasionally.
I didn't know Freddie Mercury had any.
Yeah, he has solo stuff, and then Queen, to cash in, I guess. I'm just gonna assume to cash in. They recorded new instrumentals and then used his old vocals on like some. They released like a, I don't know if it was greatest hits or what, but they released an album called Made in Heaven, and it featured that song and another one with new instrumentals. I guess so they could be like, it's a Queen song. It's like, okay, so
I'll
weird.
Allow it.
To cannibalize.
I would have been mad if it was another Queen reference when we've already had a Queen-themed villain.
I mean, yeah, we did have we had another Freddie Mercury solo bit. Why can't I remember what the fuck it is? I want to say The Great Pretender, but that was a fucking anime we watched. Anyway, there was some other Freddie Mercury song very recently. But moving on, this is Made in Heaven Part 1 is the name of the episode. It is episode 36. What were you going to say, Jackie?
I was just going to start going.
So what happened here, Jackie? What the hell happened?
So it starts out with a recap. So in case you all forgot about last week, Jolene has some crazy eights in her body. Jotaro is back. Emporio is back. Hermes is back. She shoots at Pucci, who is floating up in the sky. Jotaro stops time, throws a harpoon at Pucci, and Pucci dodges it.
Because he sees it. Pucci's eyes track it.
Yeah, so that's important and scary because he is somehow like somewhat immune to Jotaro's time stop.
Not immune. He just was able to do a little bit during it.
It's more than what anybody else can do to evade the time stop situation.
Yes, but I'm saying he's not immune because later this episode, while his stand is fully active, he does
stop
moving.
Pucci is floating up to space in that space, whatever it is, a little rocket ship thing.
It's the space shuttle from NASA.
Okay, the NASA TM space shuttle.
Thank you.
And he's like, my allies were you this whole time, you guys. And then a bunch of lights shoot out of Pucci. So that's where we left off. And then the new stuff. Anasui is also somehow on the shuttle and he tries to punch Pucci with his Diver Dan. And I don't know, Pucci's just all full of lights and stuff. And
he's a big disco ball.
Yeah, and we learned that this is yet another stand. So we had our gravity stand, kind of, but Pucci was able to float up to the right spot to achieve heaven or whatever.
Yep.
And that gave him, that unlocked his new evolution, his new stand. It's kind of like how in Pokemon you get a moonstone and your Pokemon can evolve, or, you know, there's different additional things that you can do to make your Pokemon evolve. That's not just leveling up. Anyway, he needed to be at a certain spot at a certain time, and we're going to call his third stand Achieving Heaven, which I'm still like, what is this? This is what Dio wanted this whole, that's what Dio was after?
Yeah.
His heaven was to...
He wanted this half horse, half human looking stand with a speedometer face.
I don't know. They made it seem so epic.
I like how it looks.
It does look cool. It is weird though, because I forgot that it doesn't feature a full horse. So sometimes it looks like Pucci.
It's not a whole horse.
It's not a whole horse. Very good. It sometimes looks like Pucci's like behind the rider, like riding behind him. But then you sort of realize like, no, he's just standing there while this little horse, little guy is just being his stand. But I do like its look.
So, I don't know. Then, I don't know what happened. The gravity, everything goes back to normal, it seems. Like, things are no longer upside down, topsy-turvy.
Yeah, their gravity is now at the ground.
I don't know if I missed anything. But then they're, like, all wet. And then Aramis is stuck in, like, an automatic door that keeps closing on her. And then now they're dry. And it just seems like there's time jumps happening. There's also some creepy music to let us know that it's bad. Bad things are here. So, you know, then we see this really hideous little girl getting ice cream.
She's so ugly. I noticed that too. It's very funny.
Just this terrible looking little girl. She looks like Oingo Boingo, like that.
Yeah.
Art, like their comic art style.
He does this more and more as the anime goes on. He just draws an ugly motherfucker. Like, I think he thinks it's cute. Like, ugly cute.
It's ugly representation, okay?
I guess. Everyone
needs
their
anime where everyone is good looking.
Everyone needs their time in the sun, maybe.
Yeah.
It's just a big contrast between, like, these very handsome, or I guess, like, just, like, very attractive main characters and villains and stuff, and then just, like, these really weird looking side characters. So you know you're important to this show if you're hot. But so yeah, this little girl, this ugly girl is getting ice cream and she just buys it and then it melts and it's all over the floor.
I'm glad he didn't have her cry. I'd feel bad. Instead she's like, "What?"
It seems like you see, if you look up at the sky, everything's moving really quickly as if Earth was revolving really fast.
Yes.
They
do a lot of things that look like time-lapse photography, like the clouds rolling by.
Yeah.
Which you'll see if you've ever seen a time-lapse photography video, the stars becoming lines looking like hyperspeed at one point.
Yeah, there was like a week in college where I was obsessed with time-lapse videos.
Did you make any or you just looked at them?
I just looked at them.
Okay. It's weird that you remember that. You remember a week where you were obsessed with it.
Yeah.
Did you embarrass yourself and tell a lot of people about stuff?
Maybe. I don't think so. I think I kept it to myself until this very moment.
I worked with someone who's like in the like film and entertainment business who once had a gig for I don't know how long, but all she had to do was go sit somewhere in New York and watch a time-lapse photography setup and make sure it didn't fall over or anything. She just got to babysit some equipment and just chill. And that sounds awesome. Anyway.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, I'd fall asleep on that job, but still.
So there's also a guy who he's a pitcher and he's throwing his ball and it goes really, really fast. And they're like, "You're the MVP."
Which I thought they were called an MVP because I thought it was also saying that the game went really fast.
But they said he was a rookie.
But we see like more baseball scenes later.
Mm-hmm.
And so why do they call him MVP after one pitch? It's stupid.
I don't know.
I guess it's superhumanly fast, but.
He had Joe on his hat. So I don't know what team he's on. Maybe JoJo. JoJo's team.
Do you think this is a reference to the new pitch clock rules they've instituted this year in Major League Baseball?
Yeah, I think that he has to throw the ball and the batter has to get up to the fucking plate, okay? You can't just stand around there warming up all day.
Big fan.
Of course. I mean, anybody who is not a huge baseball fan should be excited about the pitch clock in baseball because baseball has gotten boring.
It's too long.
It's too long and it's just become a game about the pitcher and the batter figuring each other out. There's no fielding. Everyone takes all their time calculating, thinking, what is this, chess?
And
chess has a lot of chess modes. They have a clock.
Mark, stop being a hater.
There's like a 2-minute clock.
I'm not a hater. I love rules. I love this new rule about baseball.
Rules make fun.
It's true. Look at the three point rule from basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And the shot clock. Hello.
And they show a different ugly girl who's...
Do they?
Yeah, she goes to like blow her nose and the snot is already hard.
This was such a Araki thing. Just think about like, oh, I hate I hate when tissues stick to things. And it's like, I guess that happens. Yeah, that's annoying. But who would think of that in this moment? But it's, just to blow your nose and then your snot hardens. You go, oh, no. Yeah.
And they show a guy who he's like a butcher or something, and he goes to a meat freezer and then he's immediately frozen.
His name is Rocky.
Aw.
For some reason in the anime, they change his name to Barry.
Okay.
I don't know why, and I don't know why he has a name.
Okay. And then I wrote down ball hit guy, which I think is, that's when the ball, I guess he goes to catch the ball and instead it just like shoots through his head.
Pretty much. It like ruins his jaw and he bleeds everywhere.
Yeah.
He tries to catch it and it falls down fast, which, I feel like Neil deGrasse Tyson just being an unfun asshole about fantasy media, but it's just like, I guess we'll get into it. What other crazy incidents happen?
Lady's walking her dog. It's like a little Yorkie. And she gets hit by like a ton of traffic. But the dog is fine, which is rare.
I don't think it's fine. The dog.
You don't think the dog was fine?
You don't see it get hurt, but it does then fly away. Like the momentum like carries it off screen. And I don't know what happens to it. But Araki went, all right, fine.
Oh, man. I was in the middle of writing down like, it's the first time the dog didn't get hurt. But maybe not. Maybe I spoke too soon.
Yeah, so I gotta look up the manga here. Because there's apparently a few incidents that were in the manga only, but I didn't get a chance to read it. But there's a few things that they don't show in the anime, which I'd be curious to see because I don't know how far range this stand is. I don't know if everything we're seeing is local to this part of Florida.
I assumed it was all of the world.
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. I assumed it was all the world. I assume he is like changed. Like he is moving the earth around the sun.
Which would make sense to evolve from a gravity stand to then spin the earth.
Yeah. He's spinning. He's moving it.
He's moving and grooving.
Yeah.
In fact, I'd say he's schmoving.
I'm surprised it's not like winter already. I guess that there's no, you know what? They're in Florida, so you're not going to see seasons. Maybe it'll get really, really hot, you know, because in like August it's like it's so hot, but if they're in like, you know, I don't know, not that, if they're in like the winter, then it's like normal, it's like 70s or whatever,
right?
60s, 70s,
and it's humid as fuck no matter what.
Yeah.
At one point Jotaro states that it seems to be moving 30 times faster.
Mm-hmm.
Which is insane. Because if you think about that, then that means like in 2 years you will age 60 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. For us, that's like we're definitely dead in 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Just based on our age. So it's like, this is fast.
Yeah. A helicopter also crashes.
They crash and
another helicopter.
You just don't get in flying things in JoJo's. It's a bad idea. The guy says, we are crashing at full speed, I think he says. Something something ridiculously specific like that.
Meanwhile, Hermes's blood is already dry. Jolene's blood is already dry, even though they just were bleeding. So.
Oh, and they notice it at first in their area because Hermes almost gets killed by an automatic door that closes too fast.
What is that? I mentioned the automatic door, but what does that make them notice it?
Just that things are moving faster and hurting more than they should.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I mentioned that.
Sorry.
And so, yeah, they're just like, wow, time's going really fast. And they look at their watch. I don't know whose watch it was, but they look at it and it's just like it's moving. So it's not just like, because I think that if all you did was spin the earth, I don't think your watch would go super fast. It would still go, it would be wrong now, you know?
I think that's true.
It wouldn't match up to what you were, like the position of the sun or whatever.
Well, a lot of things, yeah. Because I mean, it's
like
very,
a lot. It's like I think he's spinning the earth or whatever. But there's also like an effect on some objects and places, but not others.
We don't know that the earth is spinning faster, do we? I don't think they said that.
It feels okay, fine.
Because I think then technically wouldn't you like fly off the earth if it were spinning faster?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's that time is moving faster. Like time itself. Like everything
but
in real life is moving
nobody's
the same.
Aging. Like Emporio should be an adult by now.
So it seems like they sort of intimate that like people are not affected by this time thing because like the only person who can
it's keep only up, like external stuff,
right? The only person who can keep up with it is Pucci. Which manifests in the current JoJo fighting game very well. When you use this power, not only do you go, like, no matter what arena you're in, you're just teleported into the sky, and if you're Pucci, you move at normal speed and everybody else moves slow, so you can juggle them like crazy. It's very cool.
Isn't it not like it's like 12 hours at most, right? Like, we see the sunset, but I don't think we see it rise.
Yeah, I don't think so. But it's just like, okay, if it doesn't affect organic beings, why would a car be moving faster? I don't know quite how that
it's
works.
It's all the external objects move faster.
But then if you're throwing a baseball and it's moving faster,
yeah,
then the batter shouldn't really be able to hit it up into the air for it to then fall on the pitcher.
I think you're it's right. Like, it's not going at a steady pace. I think it's like speeding up and slowing down.
It's starting and stopping.
Yeah, I'm wondering that too. That would be very fucking annoying to try to do anything. It's like when you're playing a game online and it lags and you're like, well, who knows? I don't even want to get a kill because I wouldn't earn it. It'd be random.
Yes, I think that's what's happening. I think it's like everyone is lagging except for Pucci.
You open a door and then the door is still closed and you're
like,
what?
Well, it's like when there's a lag and then everything catches up and then everything happens really fast, you know?
Yes.
Right? Doesn't that happen?
Yes, it's very funny.
Yeah, so that's probably what's happening. Like, they're just catching up to what Pucci saw.
Yeah, it's tough. We don't really know. We haven't had that. We haven't had a moment yet. We haven't had an explainer from Araki.
Yeah.
He hasn't hired The Verge to sit down and write a concise, neat little video explaining the stand to us.
Yeah, or the narrator just like popping in and explaining stuff. So yeah, you basically said everything that like Jotaro kind of figures out here. Like, he's like, oh, well, what if Pucci can keep up with the time? Whatever, whatever. And Jotaro is kind of taking the lead. Like, he's kind of sorting everything out because he's sorted out some time fuckery before. So that's cool.
And he can only stop time for half as long, it seems, or just a fraction of the time.
Well, yeah. Anyway, so we're not there yet because he's not stopping time yet.
Okay.
But Jolene senses that Pucci's coming. And Jotaro's like, oh, hey. And Anasui is like, oh, hi, I'm Anasui, and this is my stand. And I immediately wrote down, like, ooh, Anna's meeting up with the dad of the girl that he likes. So I wrote that down, and they do take that opportunity to make it a weird moment. Anasui is like, hey man, I will protect your daughter. Please allow me to marry her. I want your blessing. And he kind of does a little spiel about that.
This man needs to chill.
Yeah.
It's like, listen, it's always...
He does say, I don't believe that she would actually marry me. He does say that.
Yeah.
He said, I've been sentenced to murder and she would never fall for me, but please liberate my heart and give me your blessing. So I don't really get... This is so, like, if you don't think that she would ever... So he's not delusional, then, if he doesn't think that she would actually say yes to him. But he still wants to have this cringy moment with Jotaro.
Yeah, and he's like, bro, I just met you and we're trying not to get murdered out here.
Yeah, it's never a comfortable moment to have this sort of conversation with someone's parents.
It's also like, why would I give you... I just met you. I just learned your name and your stand's name. Why would I give you my blessing about
anything? It's a definition
of
the worst possible timing.
Yeah.
And every time they like just showed Jotaro's quiet face, I expected him to just go no. But instead, after
I like how he was basically like does not compute because he's a fucking robot.
He was just like
just emotionless. He's like,
I don't get it.
He's like, I don't understand.
Yeah, he just goes, I don't know what you're talking about. Which, but how could anybody say anything else during this moment when you're trying to figure out why time is speeding up?
Yeah.
If you tried to explain anything romantic to me, I'd be like, I don't know.
Like, sorry, I wasn't paying attention. I was thinking about all the time that's
I was thinking
moving.
About the mortal terror that you should be feeling.
Yeah.
That I'm feeling.
I thought he was going to give a speech about feminism and how it's not his place to give permission.
Yes. That's what he should do. She'd be like, well, how does she feel about it? But anyway.
Jotaro could have also just been like, she doesn't need anybody to protect her. She's made it this far.
Yeah.
Because
right.
The first thing he said was, oh, I'll protect her. Like, well, good for you. Yeah, so Jotaro kind of shuts him down without shutting him down. He's just like, I don't get it. And this also made me think, while it was happening, I was like, maybe Jotaro dies because, like, maybe he and Anasui kind of have a little moment and then he dies. But
he almost does.
'Cause, you know,
I think they will kill him. What do you guys think?
Before somebody dies is when you have the kind of, like, conversations like this, you know, I think, in a show. But, yeah, I think either he or Anasui or both will die. And I'd be okay with that. I like Jotaro a lot, but I think it's, you know, it wouldn't be a bad time for him to die, especially because I think, you know, this is Jolene's arc, and so she needs to own it. Like, I don't want another JoJo from a previous arc to kind of take it over, you know?
Yeah.
So, and like, how do you do that? Because he is the veteran, like, he is the one that knows all the things, and he's done this a million times before. So how, like, why wouldn't you let him take the lead, right?
It's true. He has the most OP stand, too.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Right. Like, his stand can, like, beat everything. So, you know, of course, like, it makes sense for him to take the lead. But, you know, Jolene can't be like, sorry, Dad, it's my arc. I need to finish this, you know?
You had your arc.
Right.
It's very funny to bring back a character who's seemingly became ultra strong. And, like, in the previous arc that happened, like, part four, it was just, like, over here in Japan, like, they just kind of move away from where the other people were. But then to bring him back in, it kind of makes you think, like, oh, well, the bad guy's power must be really fucking strong if old Time Stoppy over here can't do anything.
I want to talk about that.
Uh-huh.
Is this villain that scary? Like, he's very fast.
Yes. But you're
That's
not
kinda it though, right?
You're not scared by everything speeding up and aging, and we're not aging, I guess, but you're not scared of things moving fast?
Yeah, but he's also, like, I don't know. That's it. He's very fast. I get it.
Well, it's like, if he's so fast that you can't do anything to stop it, but then you have the time stop power. So
yeah.
I was wondering if that was gonna work.
Get him. You know, people can hit fastballs.
That's true. Someone does in this episode. Someone hits an ultra fastball.
When they talk about, like, you know, you can let me just catch up to that part. So, you know, Jotaro is like, I don't understand what you're saying, Anasui, and Jolene interrupts and is like, Ana, we need to stay together. And she kind of puts her arm around Anasui, and it looks like, oh, what's this? But she's really just like, everybody, you guys, we got to all stick together.
Yeah, she put her threads around, but it isn't that impressive looking, yeah, like an array. It's just sort of like a few strands here and there.
You
want to put some above you.
Yeah. You should know that things can happen in 3D. This is like one of the most 3D arcs.
Yeah.
It's like a bunch of anti-gravity shit happening in the prison, you know? But she's just like,
OP is all 3D.
That's true. They brought back Kamikaze Doga or whatever they're called.
This is when Jotaro says, about 2 minutes. It takes about 2 minutes for an hour to pass. He's like, let's stay calm and observe. And he's talking about how, like, you know, you even bullet trains are really fast, but you can still, like, see them. You can still observe them.
Is that faster than Sims time? I think Sims time is 1 minute is an hour, right?
Oh, that's a good question.
I can't remember.
Well, there's like three or four different speeds. So you're talking about like the lowest speed?
Yeah.
1 minute is an hour. I don't think 1 minute is an hour. I think 1 minute is like,
probably
like 30 minutes.
Don't worry. I got it. In 1x speed, 1 day is 24 minutes.
Okay. Oh. So 1 minute is an hour.
2 minutes to an hour.
See, so Sims time is faster. They should be able to beat this guy.
That surprises me, because then that means that it takes like, wait, a minute isn't, okay, a minute.
No, wait.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine then. I'm thinking seconds for some reason, but yeah, okay, that's fine in The Sims. What, Mark?
1 day is 24 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Does that work out to 30 times faster? I don't know. I don't understand anything works.
We'll never know.
my brain can't do, what is
we'll
70?
Just never
70?
Know.
720 minutes. How many hours is that? It's not
525,600 minutes.
Isn't it 60 times faster if 1 minute is an hour?
Yeah, this is this. Oh, so you're saying, okay, yeah, so The Sims is 60 times faster than regular time.
Yeah.
So, okay, so they should be able to, okay. Here's the thing, by the way. This stand, it's like, it's almost the beach that makes you old from the movie Old. But you don't
age. Did you watch that movie?
Jackie did.
I saw that movie. It's okay. Bad, but it's funny. It's entertaining.
Which is what we can say of most M. Night Shyamalan films after a few of them.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, actually, now that you made me think about that movie, because they do kind of the same thing. Like, one guy is like, you know, however many minutes on this, here is actually this, you know, like, he does like a kind of equivalent. I don't know if it's like 30 times. I don't remember what it was. But what I do know is somebody gets pregnant and the baby is born like, I don't know, 30 minutes later or something like that. It's like, and it's, and then, and obviously they die and it's like gross and weird. But I just think about, but like, I don't know, he's showing a bunch of silly stuff. Araki is showing a bunch of silly stuff, but a lot of like crazy, horrible things could happen. Like, anybody who's like pregnant.
Well, okay.
We'll have like just a very weird situation.
Yeah. So in this episode,
if their babies also age,
there's some very cool effects happening, like with Poochie, where there's like an after image effect because of how fast he's moving.
Mm-hmm.
And even though it like took forever for Seamoon to manifest, I don't know if you remember, I was talking about how I thought Seamoon was his stand back when he first gets the three ponytails and leaves the prison.
Mm-hmm.
He goes to like a grocery store. And there's a woman out there and she drops some eggs and the eggs are like already like chickens inside. So that seemed like Araki was beginning to play with the idea of time accelerating.
Yeah.
And the thing people have noticed is that what was cut from the anime is, I mentioned it, but instead of just the chickens, also the woman's baby, half of its face is an adult.
Oh,
like
my
it,
God.
Half of its body ages.
But that was before the evolution. That was before the
right.
Three evolution.
Right. And so it seems like maybe his power was like kind of like burr, 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 like kind of starting, but then all these, he had to be in this specific coordinates for it to really activate. So that's weird. And also that disagrees with the idea that like regular people aren't affected by this stand.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's true.
Not quite sure what was happening there. So it's like it almost feels consistent, but it feels like he slowly sort of pushed it away to be like, never mind, Poochie still has Whitesnake for a long time. Mm-hmm. And then, by the way, Seamoon barely exists in like the span, in you know what I mean, like in the like,
yeah,
in all of JoJo
it lasts like an episode.
It's like, I mean, usually for a stand to be that short-lived, it's like a guy who's like, hey, I'm here to, oh fuck, I'm dead, I was just one little measly villain in this big story.
Mm-hmm.
But this is like a boss's second stand evolution, and then it's like, never mind, I got a third form, baby.
Yeah.
It just gets two episodes of its gross, gross, flippy power.
Yeah. So they know that he's coming. They're like, okay, stay calm and just observe. And then Jotaro sees something like zip, zip under a table. And so he stops time. And he's like looking around. It's like, where's Waldo? We can't find him. And
he finds Poochie looking for French fries dropped by tourists.
No, he finds Poochie behind the palm tree.
Oh, right. Yeah, this time, yeah. He's launching himself with the bendy palm tree like it's a Looney Tunes cartoon.
And this is where I wrote down how, like, because Jotaro is like, oh, I only have 5 seconds, like, to stop. I can only stop time for 5 seconds. And this is where I wrote down, like, how long, and they answer it later in the episode, but, like, how long between calling his stand, like, what's the cooldown?
Or if you want, you could call it the refractory period.
No,
I think that's acceptable.
I'm
as well
thinking about like in like League of Legends or something, or like one of
it's
those
cool down.
It's like, yeah,
refractory,
yeah. Okay, Mark.
I don't know, I just think that works.
Okay. He says it's Jotaro doesn't tell us how long the cooldown is, but he does say it takes a little while. It's probably like 30 seconds or something, some amount of seconds. He can't just stop and then start right away.
Right, because there has to be some meaningful time, or else he could just walk around in frozen time as long as he wants.
Yeah.
If it has to end, then they're it would follow that there has to be a cooldown. Yeah.
Yeah. So he's behind a palm tree. Jotaro, so I think time starts again. And then Jotaro attacks up in the sky and he gets a gash in his neck. So he doesn't, it seems like he misses Pucci.
Yeah, he can't hit him.
He gets a gash in his neck and everybody's like, oh, Jotaro. And I was like, is he dead? But no, he was not dead. He was maybe badly hurt, but he's able to stop time again. Meanwhile,
he's hurt, but also Diver Down was inside him.
Right. And so he's like, oh, Anasui submerged his stand into Jotaro to take the damage. So that's right. That's how he didn't get super hurt. And Jotaro is like, I need to get in range of Pucci when time is stopped so that I can, I guess, aura him, I guess is what he's trying to do. He's trying to punch him. And like, this is all happening. And I'm like, wow, 5 seconds really take is really slow because you see he's like moving. Yes. He's like,
because he needs time to be able to say all of the thoughts that were injected into the comics page. And you know, yeah. your brain works pretty fast. It works faster than you can speak.
Yeah. And then Pucci just shows himself at this point. He's not being a zippity-doo-dah.
Mm-hmm.
He's not zipping around. He's not being the Flash. He just shows up and he's like, hey guys.
Hey guys, it's me, Pucci.
I'm not going to finish off Jotaro first. I'm going to finish off Anna first.
He's like, my new target is Anasui.
I don't know why he decides that.
I guess because he protected Jotaro. I don't know.
Okay, because Jotaro is definitely the stronger one. But
Jotaro is probably like, cool.
fine with me.
Right.
Pucci yeah. says something about how his purpose is to guide the human race into true happiness.
Yes. That's what he says. He says, I'm not here just to kill you guys.
What's
I'm
this
here
guy's
to
philosophy?
Make everyone happy.
Why doesn't Star Platinum just inhale?
Yeah, stand? He should use his suck power. Suck in this stand.
And Pucci reveals, he's like, and I've decided to name my new stand Maiden Heaven.
Right.
Yay.
Here's what
the end.
Araki had to say some years later about this stand from Joe Joviller. He says, a centaur, right? But it has two but it has two legs.
Okay.
It's a mythical creature, but it also includes mechanical elements. It accelerates time, so there are clocks all over its body.
Okay.
And it's true. If you look, it's like the shoulders are clocks. There's like that speedometer or clock gauge in its face. I think it's got something on its back, maybe its hands. It's got clocks.
Okay.
Which is not a reference to Coldplay.
Okay.
You missed that opportunity, Miles.
Well, you said it really fast. I was going to say, is that a reference to, but I forgot the name of the
I'm too fast.
Take it easy, buddy.
I'm made in heaven on you, hoes. I really like, I would have liked it better if it was Stairway to Heaven. I didn't get a chance to listen to Made in Heaven by Freddie Mercury, but I bet it's not that great or else I would have heard
probably
of it already.
Sucks.
I like some Queen songs overall. I think they're kind of over, but
I agree with you. And I grew up listening to Queen, but they don't have like, in my opinion, like a front to back album.
No, that's something that I think anybody who's like into like classic rock or music history, I think everybody would admit that. I can't think of anyone who's like, I've said this before, but no one thinks of them as album artists. And even then, like
their singles are really good.
They're okay. I don't know.
The singles are really good, but they're like, I don't know. They have a lot of clout for.
Yes. I also.
The number of good singles they have.
Mm.
I also like would rather like stub all of my toes than ever hear We Are the Champions ever again.
Yeah.
That song is so played out because of.
Okay,
like,
but what if you were on a championship winning team?
That's the one time it'd be okay to hear.
Okay.
But I've heard that song so much.
What about We Will Rock You? Because I feel like that one is the same
it's
level.
Not,
I would rather
it's
listen
not
to...
not as bad to me.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I would rather listen to We Are the Champions.
Because I like the overall...
Yeah, that's good.
Just doing that in a stadium is fun. It's fun to...
You know what?
To hear it.
I think I like... I changed my mind. I'm with you, Mark. I like
the champions is just, it's also like, who, what is this song concept? I don't know. Right,
no
about
time for losers.
Right about pain or the beauty of the freedom of the human I don't know, but like, we are the champions, no time for losers, because we are the champions of the world. What, the 5-year-old write these words? What is this?
Yeah. Stupid. And that's fine.
Made in Heaven, I'll have to check out the lyrics, see if they're real deep.
Made in Manhattan.
Yeah.
That's a pun, right? The movie's, yes, a pun?
Yes, it is.
Okay. It's about a maid, for those that don't know. It's about someone of the maid profession who maybe was also made in Manhattan. Anyway.
Probably. Any stray
Jennifer
thoughts?
Lopez.
Yeah. Wait, no, are we done? No, yeah, we are done. Any stray,
do you guys
thoughts?
Think he has a plan to bring everyone to happiness?
Yeah, I think he just wants to make everyone happy.
I think the only thing that I feel like would save this, like, heaven situation for me is if he was just like actively trying to bring about the rapture, you know, and that's what he means by making everyone on earth happy and about achieving heaven. I think he wants to bring the rapture so that everyone goes to heaven with him and,
yes,
there's just no more earth and real life.
I know I've let you down.
No, but like, he's trying to speed up time so that everything is over. Like, speed up time so fast that,
oh,
it's,
and then
the
earth ends without anybody being affected by it. But people are affected by these things that are moving fast.
So far, we haven't seen people being very happy. That little girl lost her ice cream. The one guy was frozen. The lady got hit by all those cars.
That little girl was lactose intolerant, Jackie. Poochie saved her.
If only she had brought her ice cream into the meat freezer that Barry was frozen in.
Then she would have been frozen.
Aw, Barry.
But she'd be frozen together with her ice cream. Happily ever after. I think. Such as.
Do you think... So, okay. So, part 4... was all about the red string of fate bringing people together.
Uh-huh.
And this is all about gravity bringing people together.
Yeah, I think it's always about fate when Araki feels the need to do that. I mean, this arc maybe is a little bit more consistent about the fate stuff, I think. And it is cool, yes, as one of our writers, one of our emailers pointed out, that there is the bookend thing of Jotaro being able to save his daughter with his time stop ability. You know, there does seem to be some elements of forethought here with the writing of the villain. But yeah, it is going to be curious to see what he means by bring everyone to happiness. To maybe he's changing, because I forget really what his goal is. I remember the result of this arc, but I don't remember what the fuck Poochie really wants. Maybe he's gonna bring everybody off of the current axis, not the axis, the current, like, what do you call it, the thing that we travel on when we orbit the earth, everyone's orbit, I guess. Maybe he's gonna move us into like an alien system,
just gonna shoot the earth out into space,
and they're gonna revolve around a different sun, and it's gonna be some universe, some solar system where the gravity is just slightly lower so nobody's back hurts. I would like to live there.
Okay.
Just a little bit less gravity.
So your feet don't hurt when you walk around.
Yeah. Everything would hurt less.
You're just floating on air.
Yeah. You have to be careful about how you piss, though, because the piss could fly everywhere. That's the one monkey's paw problem with this slightly less heavy.
Everybody has to use a catheter.
No. you're describing hell now. I don't like that. Anyway. If that's it for Stray Thoughts, I will tell you that you can follow us on Twitter. We are at JJBpod there.
I have another stray thought.
Oh shit, a loose thought escaped.
How is Jolene just okay now?
You know, time. I think the wound healed faster.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
I pulled it off. I did it. There is a Discord for this podcast started by a listener. The link to join that Discord is in the description of this episode. And again, you can explain stuff to us without spoilers, please, by writing to jojosbizarrepod@gmail.com. Next week's episode, I bet you can predict what it's called, but...
It's called Jotaro Dies. Book it.
It's called He's Fucked, Yo. Fucked. Yeah, it's just going to be called Made in Heaven Part 2, or as I am calling it, Stairway to Heaven Part 2.
There's a lady who shone.
All right, we will talk to you next week, which might be coming sooner than you thought. Goodbye, everybody.
Is that a JoJo's reference?
Yes. Bye. Yes, yes, it is.